Bob Greasy joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Hall of Famer, going to be calling the game on Sunday with Jimmy Cephalo and Joe Rose. Does it feel like that long ago for you, Bob, that last home game against St. Louis?
Well, you know, when you lose, you want to get right back out there. And when you win, you want to just soak it in and enjoy it for a while. And, yeah, it's it was a tough loss. It, you know, Indianapolis is not the Indianapolis that went 2-14 last year. They are a lot better football team, and a lot of teams are finding that out.
Yeah, certainly. We saw them last night. How impressed were you with Andrew Luck? And I know you'd seen him in college, and obviously we'd seen him on TV, but seeing him in person at this level?
Well, I said that he was the best rookie quarterback that has ever come in to the National Football League. The way he's playing, he's the best. He's better than Elway. He's better than Marino. He's better than any of them. Doing what he's doing, he's not playing like a rookie. He is. I mean, the way he sets up in the pocket and he looks downfield and he slides around in the pocket without even looking at it, he's still looking downfield and he's throwing that ball 30-40 yards, and it's right on the money. This kid is really something else.
Bob, going back and looking at this game, we know going into that Jets game a couple of weeks ago, he goes down, and then, you know, throughout the course of the week, not much practice. How impressed were you with him having the ability to get himself prepared to go and play in that Indianapolis game? Because there was a lot at stake at that game, and he went out there and performed well. Just his toughness alone showed that, you know, this guy is a professional.
Well, you know, when you get hurt, or, you know, when he got hurt, you never know how bad it is, and especially to a knee. You know, it ended up being a little bit hyperextended, and he didn't practice a lot during the week, but he got back and he played. That shows to his teammates the toughness that the guy has and the willingness. Some guys are just looking for an injury to get off the field. Not this young kid. He's looking to get back and get with his teammates. And not only did he play, but he played very well. He moved around well, and he's just going to get better and better as time goes on.
Bob, when you look at our team and you start looking at, you know, the fact that we haven't had very much success on the run side here recently, and we were talking earlier, how do we get that ignited? When you look at our offense, what can we do to bring some fire to the run game?
Well, you know, I think it starts with the offensive line. I think they have to the holes have to be there. If the holes aren't there, and you know, we gave them credit the first 3 or 4 weeks when the holes were there, and now that they aren't there, the line has to take some of the credit or discredit. The play calling, the running backs. I'd like to see a little bit more of Donald Thomas, a different type of running back. Everybody was trying to stop the run initially, and I think they're still trying to stop our run and force the rookie quarterback to beat them. And he's beaten four of them, and we've fallen down in the fourth quarter in some of these games and not finished. We started out quickly. We scored in our first three possessions last week. We had 17 points, and we ended up with scoring 20 points. So the rest of the way, we didn't do a lot in the way of scoring points. So I think what we need to do is get back to the running game, find a way to get it going, and then finish the ball game. Put more emphasis on finish it because we've lost two games in overtime by 3 points, and another one was close. You know, this team coming in, this is a dangerous team, Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. They lost last week to the Chicago Bears at home. They were embarrassed. They had beat, 51-20 or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, they're happy that they're not playing at home. They're glad to be going on the road. And they look at us. They look at the Miami Dolphins. Hey, this is not the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is not the Giants. This is not the Falcons. You know, we can beat this team. This is a dangerous team coming in here, and the team needs to realize, hey, that team that was beat 51-20 is not going to be the team we're going to see on the field.
No, I agree with that completely. Hall of Famer Bob Greasy with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. 40th anniversary of the 1972 undefeated Dolphins, and a new TV special premiering tomorrow night at 7 on CBS4 that Bob is obviously a big part of. Let me ask you one more question before we let you go. You got the short week next week. You know, the game coming up Sunday against Tennessee, and then at Thursday at Buffalo. How big of a challenge is that going to be for this team with that quick turnaround?
Well, it's going to be tough, especially because you're traveling. You know, we did that back in when we played. They didn't have Thursday games like they do now, but they had Thanksgiving Day games.
Right.
And we played a Thanksgiving. We were on the road the Sunday before in Cincinnati. We had a rain. We had a rain and all that other stuff. Then we had to come back home on Sunday night. We were off on Monday. We had to come back on Tuesday, fly out on Wednesday, and I like to study a lot and watch a lot of tape and all this stuff, and I'm watching tape on Wednesday night before the game. I'm saying, oh, this is ridiculous, you know. I've been in this league just 7, 8, 9 years. I mean, I'm just going to go out and play my game and react to what I see. And I had one of my better games of my career just because I just went out and just reacted, you know, just played.
Well, it's funny because Joe Philbin made a comment similar today. You know, he said, hey, it doesn't give us as coaches an opportunity to overthink and screw up the game plan. That was kind of his
job. You just go out and play, and, you know, things will be all right.
Yeah, all right. Good perspective there, and certainly the firsthand experience of having a dominant game on a quick week. Bob Greasy will be doing the game Sunday with Jimmy Cefalo and Joe Rose right here on the radio, and, of course, the 1972 TV special tomorrow night at 7 on CBS4. Bob, always appreciate it, and we'll see you Sunday at the stadium.
All right, guys. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, Bob.
Take care, Bob.
Bye-bye.